Joining me in the studio is Corey Druschel, the executive director of Bad Girl Ventures, and Rachel Jones of Mommy's Dream Team, named the BGV Fall 2013 winner and awarded a loan and plenty of other help. Welcome to the WVXU studios, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
I'll begin with you, Corey, talking about Bad Girl Ventures. For those who haven't heard about Bad Girls, and this is a title that a lot of people are proud to bear, talk about Bad Girl Ventures and while in business just for a short time, all the great work that's been happening.
Sure. Well, Bad Girl Ventures is a business incubator located here in Cincinnati. Many people ask me, what's a bad girl? And I think that's a good place to start. A bad girl is a female entrepreneur that's bold, brave, and willing to take a risk. She's got a fire in her belly to change the world. And so these are the women I get to work with every day. And the female entrepreneur is so important because they're drastically underserved in the startup community. And so that's where we step in by providing a 9-week business education course. And as you mentioned, by offering investments to some of our bad girls.
And this grew out of a real need that female entrepreneurs had, not being served as well as other entrepreneurs, mainly male entrepreneurs.
Exactly. So females are opening close to 50% of all the privately held companies in the country, but they only have access to 5% of traditional capital. So there's still this large disparity between the number of women that are opening businesses and how many are able to raise the necessary capital to keep their businesses sustained.
So you graduated the fall 2013 class of Bad Girl Ventures in December. How many people were involved and exactly what was the focus for the participants?
Well, it was our 8th class here in Cincinnati, so we were very proud of that. There were about 40 students involved in the class, comprised of that was 10 finalists that went through an application process. These 10 companies were chosen to compete for an investment from BGV. That's what Rachel was a part of. And then the other students in the class were just that students, entrepreneurs from the community that weren't looking for capital necessarily, but were interested in getting the training and the mentorship and the coaching that comes along with our classes.
Yeah, I've heard about some of these folks who aren't among the finalists, but do go because of all the valuable information that's conveyed. And what kind of information is that? I mean, what are you providing for these entrepreneurs that they might not find in other places?
Sure. So the basic thing we're providing is education on the basic topics you need to know to get your business up and running. So how to write a business plan, accounting, marketing, legal. So by the end of the course, you're coming out with a completed business plan, 3-year financial projections, a completed marketing plan, and you're really ready to get the ball rolling, whether it be to launch your company or to take it to that next stage. But on top of that, we also offer a mentorship program where we'll assign you a mentor to work one-on-one throughout the 9-week course. Many of the finalists continue to work with their mentor beyond the class. And then we also offer coaching sessions. So we're so grateful for now 100-plus professionals in the Cincinnati community that come in to give an hour of their time to sit down and talk through specific issues that some of our businesses might be having during the actual course.
Corey Druschel is the executive director of Bad Girl Ventures. We're talking about the last graduating class of Bad Girl Venture finalists during 2013 and the chance to register for the spring 2014 class of Bad Girls. And the winner of the competition for the fall 2013 Bad Girl Ventures was Rachel Jones of Mommy's Dream Team. And turning you to you now, Rachel, I wanted to ask, at what point was your business, what was Mommy's Dream Team, first what it is, and at what point was it when you decided to join Bad Girl Ventures?
Well, so Bad Girls has pretty much helped me create my company from the very beginning. I have had my family members for the past 18 years go in as individuals, and they spend the night with newborns so new parents can get rest. And about 2 years ago, I came to class 4 of Bad Girls with a totally different business in mind. I was teaching horseback riding lessons, and I thought it was going to be an amazing thing. They kind of told me that my horses ate all my money, and so maybe not the best career choice that I ever had. And one of the coaches had asked me, well, what do you actually do for a living? And I said, I'm a night nanny. And they had no idea what that was. So I went back through in class five to make sure that it was a valid business plan and to kind of get everything together. And then I took the next year to get my legal, marketing, HR, culture together and launched in March of 2013. And then about 6 months in was the opportunity to compete in Bad Girl Ventures, and everybody was encouraging me to do so. And it's just really an amazing experience. The coaches really are so willing to help you. Corey's amazing. And if you have questions outside of the time period that they have, most of the mentors are more than happy to meet you outside and give you extra help.
Well, so what was the spark for becoming an entrepreneur? I mean, obviously with the horses to begin with and now the night nanny. I mean, where did that spark come from, Rachel?
I think that I've always been an entrepreneur. I think my opening presentation for why I should be a finalist, I brought a little box with a rock in it. Nobody had any idea what I was doing. My grandma gave it to me when I launched my company, and she said, when you were 5 years old, of course, a lemonade stand was way too cliche at a garage sale, so you picked all the pretty rocks out of the driveway and sold them for a nickel a piece and made $2. So I'm going to say that it was probably something I was born with.
Wow.
So I've done things like that throughout growing up and pet sitting and horseback riding lessons, and then this is kind of my adult grown-up job.
Well, Corey, you know, Rachel brings up that she wanted to go for the competition, for the Bad Girls competition. Delineate between the two. What is the class and what is the competition? I mean, how are they the same and how are they separate?
Sure. So there's two different ways that entrepreneurs can choose to come through our class. That's either as a finalist, and if you decide to come through that way, you're actually competing in our investment competition. So you're competing for a $25,000 low-interest loan from Bad Girl Ventures. The second way to come through is as a student. And as a student, you pay to come through the course. It's $300 for the 9 weeks. You get all of the curriculum, all of the coaching and the mentoring that we've talked through, but you're not competing for the loan. That is open to anybody. We say bad girls, bad guys, they can come to the class. The finalist competition is restricted just to majority-owned female companies in business 5 years or less, and there's actually an application process you have to go through to become a finalist. So Rachel and the other 9 finalists that competed with her were selected from a group of applicants, went through a review process, did a pitch to our selection committee, and then were selected to come through the course on scholarship and compete for the financing.
And make it clear, it's not just all women entrepreneurs. You are making it clear that there is a mix in these classes.
Yeah, exactly. We have had a couple of bad guys that come through.
in a good way.
Yes, yeah, in a good way. We also partner with the Art Academy of Cincinnati to host our classes there. So we have a good group of Art Academy students that come through. So it's a really good mix of entrepreneurs.
I was going to say, you have a lot of partnerships. What I've looked with wonder and awe is at how much the community has become involved with Bad Girl Ventures as it's grown since 2010. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only in the participation of the people taking the, advantage of the education, but also how it's building links in the community, too. Talk about some of your partners that you have.
Sure, absolutely. One of the things we've recognized is there are tremendous things going on in Cincinnati right now for entrepreneurs. So many organizations that are doing wonderful things. So we do more together. So that's where these partnerships have come through. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but make resources available to entrepreneurs. So one of our major partnerships is with SCORE. SCORE is a national organization, but has a local chapter that offers free small business counseling to any small business owner. So we've been able to partner with them and select a great group of mentors, many of whom have been with us since the beginning, and they actually provide mentors to all of our finalists and our students. I mentioned we partner with the Art Academy. They host our classes. We have the group of selection committee members that I've mentioned from organizations all around the city, Another great partnership we've got is with an organization called Kiva Zip, and they're a national micro-lending organization, and we are an endorser on their platform, so we're able to use that as a way to find more capital for our bad girls beyond the loan that we can give. That's ultimately, our mission is to increase the capital, the access to capital that these women have. So we have community lending partners throughout the city that we advocate to on behalf of our Bad Girls, and who will look at them a little more closely because they've gone through the Bad Girl Ventures class as a potential investment. So U.S. Bank and Park National Bank are big ones for us.
Gori Druschel is the executive director of Bad Girl Ventures Cincinnati. And I wanted to say, Corey, this has, while it started in Cincinnati, it's really expanded across Ohio because now it's Columbus and Cleveland, too.
Yep. In 2011, we expanded to Cleveland. And in 2012, we expanded to Columbus. So we've got a statewide group of Bad Girls now.
And great benefit of Bad Girl Ventures, and we'll touch on this with Rachel in just a moment, is the fact that these businesses are creating jobs here in Cincinnati. And you do have a track record, Bad Girl Ventures does, of creating businesses that create jobs.
Absolutely. We are so proud of all of the Bad Girls that come through our class, many of whom you can walk down the streets and over the Rhine and walk into their stores. So they're local businesses. They're supporting our community. They're creating jobs here. As I'm sure Rachel will share in a moment, she's a perfect example of someone who's investing money into our economy, and it's staying in Cincinnati, and it's helping our communities continue to grow.
Well, Rachel, I wanted to ask, because I have been following Mommy's Dream Team even before it won the Bad Girl Ventures back in December, because it is it's a great idea, something that is a need that needs to be filled, if you may. And it's growing fast, because I was amazed. I mean, even before you won the Bad Girl Ventures, that you were already talking about needing to expand. So talk about how you were talking about some of your relatives helping out in the beginning. Mm-hmm. How has Mommy's Dream Team evolved?
So when I launched in March, it was just myself and a couple family members that were doing it. And as of July, we were still only three people. In August and September, we ended up hiring 12 people. Mm. We're now at 15 people at the moment, and we're hiring up about another five for overnights. So basically, with our overnight program, we book people typically when they're pregnant or when they get to the hospital and realize they may need a little bit of help. and we'll show up the first night they're home from the hospital and help get their baby on an eating and sleeping routine. All of our people have continuing education to help them with nursing, or if they have any sort of questions, they can typically walk them through as a new parent coach. And so from there, we've decided to expand into a day nanny agency as well. And what we're doing with that is we're creating a curriculum, because there's not really a good teaching program for two and under in the Cincinnati area for in-home private care. And so all of our nannies will still have the continuing education, and they will have an actual curriculum to go through for their day nannies. And we'll have a field trip once a month. We'll have play groups once a week, and that'll help with the socialization part of it. So from that program standpoint, we're looking to hire at least another 10 to 20 in the next 2 to 4 months.
So do you find this is a lot of first-time mothers, or I know my daughter had some fun when her second was born, a son to add with the daughter, and it was more, she realized more of a challenge. Is that something you see? I mean, clientele-wise.
I would say it's about 50-50. Normally, we get a lot of women or families that have at least one family member in the corporate world. Typically, our target market's about 30 to 45. So they don't really, haven't been around babies at all. And so when they have their first baby, normally the kid down the street that babysits may know more about that, because they've just been in the corporate world. And we want to really empower them to make a decision as a mom and make sure that this is a judgment-free zone and we can support them as much as possible. But then we do have the other half that either has gone through fertility, and so they may be having twins.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot of twins or triplets right now. And then we have a lot of second children that the parents maybe got naps with the first baby, and now with the second baby, they have a toddler running around. And there's just no way they can get any rest.
I've seen that up close. Rachel Jones of Mommy's Dream Team, which was named the BGV Fall 2013 winner. And what do these prizes that where you have a loan, you have office space, other services, what do you find most valuable in having won the Bad Girl Ventures?
I mean, all of it's fantastic. Centrifuge is letting us have 3 months of free office space, which is amazing, so we can get out of my house. And because we're just outgrowing my living room, is to be quite frank, if we had another 15 to 20 people, there's just no way we'll fit. And then from the money standpoint, I wouldn't be able to hire and train these people because the amount of training they go to before I even let them touch a baby costs me quite a bit of money up front as an investment. And so that has really helped me bring on a lot more jobs and then just kind of create how our company is moving forward as we go ahead and copyright and trademark with the goals eventually to start franchising.
Wow. And have you seen other possibilities open up, you know, through both your education and as Mommy's Dream Team begins to grow?
We've had a lot more press opportunities. We've recently partnered with Babies R Us to start doing some speaking events. I will be teaching about a sleeping baby happy mom class there. It'll be once a month at the Florence location and once at the Kenwood. We've gotten invited to a lot of health fairs because what we are ideally wanting to do is be a wellness resource for corporations. So we would love to talk to the benefits coordinators and see if we could get in maternity or paternity packages to help their moms, because the dads are more productive at work. The moms are ready to go when they get back to work, because we can typically get a single baby sleeping through the night in about 8 to 12 weeks and twins in about 3 to 4 months, depending on if they have any health problems or not. And then it just makes it a joyful situation instead of a really stressed out situation.
It makes me feel better just hearing you talk about it, Rachel, to tell you the truth. And it's great to see this. It must be satisfying, Corey, or gratifying, too, to see these entrepreneurs not only survive but thrive with the help that Bad Girl Ventures offers.
It's why I do what I do. I tell them every single day I wish I could be like them because the passion they have. And, I mean, these women are educated, smart, have families, and to me it's amazing the ideas they come up with and then their ability to persevere over so much and come out of it just thriving. And Rachel's a perfect example of that. She's become a dear friend now after having come through our class several times, and to be able just to be able to see her start with one business idea, realize that wasn't gonna work for her, and then to be able to reinvent things and to find this business idea that she's passionate about. She talks about her babies constantly, getting to cuddle her babies. So you know that she's just doing it for all the right reasons, but is being so successful at it. And that's what we like to see at Bad Girl Ventures.
So if somebody has a passion, an idea, what do you suggest for an entrepreneur, be it female or male, who might be interested in what Bad Girl Ventures has to offer with a spring 2014 class taking registration?
I tell them to reach out to me if they've got questions, want to know if I think they'd be a good fit for the program. Certainly they can reach out to me or our program manager. All that information can be found on our website. We have got several info sessions that'll be coming up where you can come and learn more about the spring course. So feel free to attend one of those.
Well, thank you both for being here today. It's been fun hearing about all the success that's happening here in the community.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Been speaking with Executive Director Corey Druschel from Bad Girl Ventures Cincinnati and Rachel Jones of Mommy's Dream Team, which was named the Bad Girl Ventures Fall 2013 winner. Mommy's Dream Team is a night nanny agency that Rachel launched in Cincinnati about a year ago, growing fast. You can learn more about Mommy's Dream Team and Bad Girl Ventures by visiting our website, wvxu.org, and we'll have a link to all the information you need and more information if you'd like to register for that 2014 Bad Girl Ventures class.